This is Dakota Datebook for May 16th. Leland Molland was born in Nome, North Dakota on May 7th, 1919. After high school, Leland went to the State Agricultural College in Fargo. When the U.S. entered World War II, he enlisted, choosing the Army Air Corps. The first U.S. Army fighter group to serve in England was the 31st Fighter Group. They had planned to use the Bell P-39 Arecoba, but this plane was discovered to be wholly inadequate against the superior German fighters. As a stopgap measure, the American fighter group was outfitted with British Spitfires. This would be the only time that an American aviation unit used foreign-made aircraft. The Spitfires were dressed in American markings, star and bars, and first saw action on August 19, 1942, with the 8th Air Force when they supported the Allied raid at Dieppe, France. Leland Molland was assigned to the 31st Fighter Group, which had moved to North Africa as part of the 12th Air Force in November of 1942. Leland was in the 308th Squadron and in early 1944 got his own Spitfire. He had the name Fargo Express emblazoned on the side of his Spit, along with a picture of horses and a stagecoach. Molland first bloodied the enemy while flying cover over the Anzio, Italy beachhead in January of 1944, where he shot down two German Focke-Wulf fighter bombers. On February 6, 1944, the 308th Squadron commander, Major Virgil Fields, was shot down and killed. Lieutenant Molland, who became an ace with his fifth kill in the same engagement, was moved up to command the squadron. In April of 1944, the 31st Fighter Group became part of the 15th Air Force and started flying the North American P-51 Mustang. Molland went on to down six more German aircraft while flying the Mustang, ending the war on North Dakota's short list of double aces. Leland Molland stayed in the Air Force during the Korean War and flew the T-33 Shooting Star fighter against the North Korean forces. On this date in 1951, Molland, now a lieutenant colonel, was returning from a weather reconnaissance mission. On the aircraft's approach to Tagger Airfield in near zero visibility, he crashed into a mountain and was killed. On December 20, 1951, Leland Molland was interned at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Scott Nelson. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.